are now listening to the 2 hours that are the fastest two in talk radio overall, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and COINTELPRO, bro, you've got to keep your sense of humour or you will go friggin' insane. And that's another thing that I kind of wanted to give people some advice on today as well, is if somebody is insane and they're attacking you and that kind of thing, the more you keep conversing with them, their insanity starts to rub off on you, kind of like chalk on a chalkboard. And to a large degree, you kind of wonder, man, how much influence do other people that we associate with really have on us? I mean, if you're hanging around with criminals and people with no morality all the time and things of that nature, does that mean that you're going to, at the very least, become influenced in some way toward that type of mentality? I'd say yes, because I've had many people in my life who have been, well, basically not quite that onto it. And incidentally, I was hanging around with them at a time in my life when I also was not quite that onto it either. I think it's pretty straightforward and self-evident. My guest today, total segue here, are Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane coming at us live from Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha. Boy, you're right on. That's exactly how I feel.
Mm-mm. All right. Now, speaking of people that... well, basically drive your nuts and what have you. You guys are, in my opinion, some of the most attacked truthers in the movement of any kind. And by truther, I mean truth seeker, somebody who actually wants to find out what's really going on and actually does investigation. Unlike myself, I don't really do investigating research or anything like that. I just interview the investigators and researchers, which is why, well, basically, you make up for where I lack. And today we're going to be talking about a defamation case that you've been working on for some time that's being filed against some major figures in the truth movement. And when I saw this, this was just like huge, and I just had to have you on.
Well, thank you. That's appreciated. We love you, and Vinny, and love what you're doing, and we're happy to fill in whatever gaps you have. We've been at it, like you say. Sherry is... extraordinary investigative journalist, and she doesn't miss too many things, and we've been fortunate, and I can tell you, I've told you this in private, but I'll tell your audience that I've been had. I mean, I had the wool pulled over my eyes by people who I trusted, and we'll talk about them today, everybody from Alex Jones and David Icke and Jeff Rentz and Bill Deagle, major, major names in the truth movement. And I consider these people my friends. And gee whiz, I didn't even realize I had a knife sticking in my back, and that it wasn't until Sherry came along and began to look at who are these people and why are they doing what they're doing? Why are they saying things about you that they're saying, that I began to realize, you know, I've been had.
Yeah, like it was hard to tell at first who the people were behind the attacks, because they didn't really, the main guys didn't really come out and do it. The only one really that came out and openly attacked Len, and he wasn't your friend, that was Dr. Truod. He was a guy that came out after they created this fake Knights of Malta list where they put Len's name on it, and that was around 2007. And they put him in his name between Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon, all these really bad guys, and then they circulated it, and then they created another list that they put within the last report of a murder journalist named Christopher Story, or allegedly murder journalist named Christopher Story, who said that if he were to be murdered, it was going to be George Bush and all of the other bad guys that were involved in his murder.
And Benjamin Fulford, who's a pretty big name.
Well, Benjamin Fulford was responsible for sticking that Knights of Malta list into the last report of Christopher Story. And so basically what they did was then they circulated. I met Len in 2009, and I said, well, what's going on with this list? Who created it? He said, well, I don't know. It's, who knows? These people have nothing better to do with their time.
And I didn't realize, and it would only been recently, that we've realized that it's all a commercial plot. These guys are actually operating on behalf of Big Pharma, on behalf of the COINTELPRO counterintelligence propagandists that control through propaganda. Through the main way that they're operating is through deception and to defame myself, to defame virtually everybody that doesn't go along with their agenda. and it's a mix-it-all-up kind of strategy, confusing everybody and everything, and it's a psychological operation. It's a psyops. That's how social control has been waged, and it's primarily for commercial gain. These guys have competing stores. They have competing agendas in the natural health industry. And so they started to attack me in 2007 because I literally decrypted Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing, which is the real Da Vinci Code, which deals with how we can get out of this mess that we're in planet-wide. And they don't like it, the fact that I've come out with the most important secrets about how we can have ultimately free energy, how we can use natural healing methods instead of relying on toxic drugs and that pollute the environment and pollute our bodies. These are the main reasons why they started to attack me, and I had no clue.
Well, I had a different take on why they started to attack him. If you look at, like, in 2007, 2008, when Jeremiah Wright was really out there preaching, and he was Obama's pastor before Obama was elected president, you hear him saying right before, "God damn America, God damn America." And so finally, the CNN mainstream news asked him, "Why are you saying God damn America?" And he said, "Well, have you not read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses?" And that book basically talked about depopulation of certain people and how AIDS was created in a laboratory in New York City and administered through hepatitis C vaccination trials to gay men in New York and San Francisco and black people in Africa. And so Jeremiah Wright got a hold of that book, and he was like, "This is what America's doing. They're involved in genocide. God damn America." And they only played it one time. They just constantly kept playing the goddamn America. They never played the reason why he was saying that. Only once they really censored it. We have a copy of the tape, which proves that it happened. And they actually interviewed Len on CNN, too.
Well, I've been, you know, that's true also. That happened in 2007 when they started, when they put me on this fraudulent Knights of Malta list next to J. Edgar Hoover. And it was J. Edgar Hoover who actually spawned this entire COINTELPRO psychological operation for the infiltrations of the various activist organizations and networks and movements that were to bring about peace on earth, ultimately by truth-telling, truth discoveries, and then truth-sharing. And then that the truth shall set you free. So ultimately, they had to infiltrate and mix it all up. And interestingly enough, one of those organizations that they infiltrated was the KKK. And if you really study the information that was advanced by the United States Congress in their investigations of this matter, it was the Frank Church Congressional Investigating Committee, I believe it was 1976, thereabouts, they determined that they did not take these organizations out. They infiltrated them to control them.
Right.
And so they, again, it's kind of like, well, that's like Centers for Disease Control. They're not interested in prevention. They're not interested in elimination of the plagues. They want to control them for profit.
Well, CDC, Center for Disease Creation.
Exactly. So this is what they have done to every single movement. The entire conspiracy industry is an industry that was created for that purpose, to distract us, to divide we the people, and that's basically profitable for not simply people like Dr. Truod, who runs competing stores, to health stores and natural healing, such as ours, but it's on a bigger level, on big pharma level, on the Illuminati level, on the international banking cartel. We started in 2009 when Sherry Kane joined myself and started to do this kind of research to expose the partnership for New York City. And that is a completely taboo subject on both mainstream and alternative press. So all of these reasons is the reason why we are probably the most endangered journalists on the planet, and why we have been heavily targeted by these morons.
Yeah, and you talk about a truth industry. One of my listeners, I think his name is Ken, he emailed me about a month ago telling me that the truth movement is a truth industry. And I said to him, you know what, you're absolutely right. Because you think about any industry that needs to support itself, how do you survive in a world like this where you've got to pay for your internet, pay for your rent, pay for everything without making any money? And this is the thing. A lot of truthers will either, A1, do what they're doing part-time and have a day job kind of thing, and they produce maybe a tenth of the amount of content as the truthers who are doing it full-time and at the same time trying to find ways within their activism to basically support themselves, financially speaking. And I thought to myself, well, hold on a second. That means that within that industry, there is also competition. And that means if there is a competitive environment, there will obviously be people in there who are not interested in having competition against their revenue streams and will act in an anti-competitive manner to wipe out their competition, just as it normally happens in any industry. Do you find that to be true in the truth movement as well?
Yeah.
And if so, how?
Well, in our case, Vinny, it's very interesting because, like I said, this fake Knights of Malta list was created, and then who came out to promote it? Dr. Truat. What does Dr. Truat do for a living? He has a competing health store online to ours. So does his associate, Dr. Bill Deagle. They both have competing health stores to ours. They're very close associates. What he did was he went and promoted this Knights of Malta list that had Len's name on it, and he even went as so far to lie and claimed that Len came to visit his lab and that his lab was busted shortly after Len came to visit it, and insinuating that Len was responsible for that. But we have no proof ever that he was ever busted. That could just be very well a lie as well. But Len never visited his lab.
I mean, the guy is a complete charlatan. I mean, he claims to be Dr. Truat, his fake name. So he has a psyops in his name. Because you think true, oh, the guy's telling the truth, but actually that's a psychological operation.
I think it's in fact a psy-ot.
It's a psy-ot. Beautiful. And he's not even a real doctor. I mean, these guys are out there claiming, oh, Dr. Horowitz is just a dentist. Well, gee whiz, you know, the dentist actually created the entire field of anesthesiology, and this particular dentist, myself, I practiced dentistry for 16 years, periodontal surgery, head and neck surgery, and I trained before the medical students. In fact, when I was at Harvard and when I was at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine, I was training and teaching the medical students at Tufts.
And you also have a legitimate naturopathics doctor degree.
But what does this guy have?
He calls himself
Dr. Truett, and then when we did the research, his doctorates are completely fraudulent.
And then he came out and said, when he was exposed, he said, well, I don't need any of those doctorates from those Illuminati universities anyway. And
I could just make it up.
You know, the way I look at it, Vinny, is if you want to practice law without a lawyer's license, you know what? All the power to you. But if you want to practice medicine, like be a brain surgeon and not get proper training on it, I wouldn't want you working on my brain. I mean, that's the whole thing. When you're messing with people's health, you should have training and understand the way things operate on a really legitimate level.
And he was giving health advice.
That's something you can listen to in a book, you know.
And one of our colleagues, I mean, this is really serious stuff that Sherry's bringing up, and it's really important. You know, Don Harkins was the editor of the Idaho Observer. According to his wife, Ingrid Cassell Harkins, who's a leader in the vaccinations and anti-vaccination risk awareness movement, she said that her husband was assassinated. And we got confirmation from her via this other allegedly assassinated journalist, Edward Harley Christopher Story, that claimed that the people that Don was hanging out with, including Don Nikoloff, good friends of
Truat, best friends,
that he was the assassin. Well, that claim is frightening, especially with what Sherry's saying. Truat is out there promoting nutritional supplements
that people ingest. He's a psycho, and people are buying his products, Mother Earth Minerals. People are buying these products from a complete psycho. So if you go to meminerals.com, this is this guy's website. Ours is healthyworldstore.com. You can see it's a competing store. You can see why we believe he was assigned to Len.
And this answers your question. Here's what we see happen. You know, I was getting such a big name, and I was doing such important work. Literally, the CDC officials themselves said that Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, that Sherry mentioned, was featured briefly on CNN when Jeremiah Wright came out and credited that work as the reason why he claimed that AIDS was man-made. Well, again, page 425 and 26 and 27 has the United States government contracts under which those numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab, Litton Bionetics, a subsidiary of the mega military weapons contracting firm called Litton Industries. So all of that information was important. So I was making such a big
impact
that they had to do something. So what did they do? They got this fake Dr. Truod and company and COINTELPRO to start labvirus.com, which was a propaganda mill for Truod primarily, and ultimately tried to undermine me in the process.
And it was promoted also by another propaganda site, educate-yourself.org. Now these people bought...
Well, hold on a second, Sherry. We'll have to go to break, and we'll be right back into it on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. You can join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do?
Huh?
How many dudes you really know? And flow like this, like this, like this. Let's do it. How many dudes you know wrote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any, not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check to the mic, check the 1-2 from a crew coming through. Where you hype
yet? Welcome to the show.
Everybody wanna talk, but you got some subscribe. Ain't got nothing when I'm up in the
keeping it bangster. I said, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about keeping it bangster. Keep it bangster, keeping it real. For old yo, Tesla coil building conspiracy theorists out there that are planning to zap your local friendly TSA checkpoint with a bolt of strong and very dangerous lightning. Welcome, one and all. Even the agents and douchebags listening too. Welcome to you as well. Because as I mentioned in the first segment of the show, often when you associate with people who are crazy, angry, aggressive, abusive, etc., you start to become a little angrier, a little crazier, and a little bit more abusive. So hopefully instead you'll listen to me and you'll come away slightly more happy, bubbly, and not so much of a douchebag. But I could be wrong. Maybe it's too late. Now, my very special guest, Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz. What were we getting into just as we got cut off to break? I forget.
We were talking about the leading propaganda sites that promote the COINTELPRO's nonsense, and we were talking about how this whole thing with Truot and company, how they libeled Len, and they promoted it through certain sites like labvirus.com, which was actually created because Len was the anti-vaccination expert. Labvirus, right?
The Emerging Viruses, yeah, the book, you know, came out and made a huge impact.
And then it was also created to divert attention, to mix everything up, because these guys, when you read their sites, it's all mumbo-jumbo, discrediting a lot of fillers, a lot of content fillers, just to fill up copy and paste stuff, where you don't even think they read it themselves. They just post and paste the stuff, and then they'll put out libel, and then they'll feel the heat, and then they'll add more content. And this is what I observed from them. And then we also were talking about educate-yourself.org, which is the leading propaganda site for these guys that was heavily promoting all of their stuff. Ken Adachi, a.k.a. Peter Boudreau, is also one of our co-defendants that we have listed in our legal complaint. And he is responsible for a lot of libel. He posted photographs of me online that were not, you know, not authorized. Private photographs. He also posted the video link to a video that was used to blackmail us. And this is the way they operate. I mean, this is largely how they operate to discredit, and they use their propaganda mills to do it because it's not legitimate news. It's just a way to try to get you to shut up, to submit to their crap.
And that's what it is. That's extortion. It's legally defined as extortion, where they wanted me to defame the Pope, defame the Vatican, somehow come out and say, oh, yes, Eric John Phelps's propaganda, which is called Christian identity. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It's the opposite of love. It's the opposite of truth that Yeshua, that Jesus preached. And yet they call it, as a psychological operation, a psyops, Christian identity. And that theology has been advanced primarily by Eric John Phelps, who wrote Vatican Assassins. So when you, you know, had me attend the conspiracy conference and you had Ted Gunderson, who was involved in the Church of Satan, and his cronies there trying to embarrass me and discredit me for taking and accepting an honor of an award from my peers that had nothing to do with the Knights of Malta, but they claimed fraudulently that I was a knighted Maltese knight that the Pope personally knighted. I mean, all of this complete crap. But the purpose was an extortionate. They wanted me to come out and say, yes, I was wrong. The Pope has knighted me. I do believe that Jesus was blonde hair and blue eyes. I mean, this is the total level of crap that the white supremacy, COINTELPRO operatives operate with. And, you know, I neglected it between 2007 and 2009. And then when Sherry Cain came into it, then suddenly I realized what was going on.
And they have been doing quite a lot against you guys as well. And another thing that came out that I thought was actually kind of funny was when, Sherry, you had all these, Halloween costume sort of photos that had been taken out of you and stuff like that, you know, dressed up as a tiger cat and all of that sort of stuff. And you were really upset about it, that these photos of you were over the side. And me and Lynn were like, are you kidding? You look really hot.
Well, these were actually professional screenshots. You know, I was an actress and I was getting small little roles in independent films and stuff. So those were a lot of screenshots. But I did have other Halloween photos that were stolen from me out of my private photo album by my
ex-wife who partnered with Truot and Company to destroy my businesses and my reputation.
And what she did with those photographs was she put them into a discovery of a legal case that they have. And she included me in it. It was between her and Len, and she included me as another defendant in it.
You know, Sherry didn't even know that those pictures were missing.
And then she included them in discovery and said, look who Len Horowitz, like, left me for. Look who he's hanging out with, and to act as if that's the way I always look. And they were all Halloween pictures. Some of them had my friend who's gay, a little bit eccentric, and he was in costume. And it was just really funny pictures. But she included it, and it's in a small town in Idaho. So these people, God knows what they'll think, right? That's what she was
thinking. Well, she wants them to think, and she stated this in the court record, that Sherry basically undermined our marriage, our consortium, which is complete hogwash because we had already... I met Sherry in 2009. By 2008, I was already separated, and Jackie, her name is Jacqueline Lindenbach, she was already having affairs in Hawaii, and I was applauding it. I was happy that she was going out and finding dates and having other men. So this is absolute bogusness that Truot and Company have been heavily involved. They infiltrated her mind, and if you study, and I know this seems hard for people to believe, but if you really even study the congressional record on how COINTELPRO operates, it is standard procedure to infiltrate the target's families and then turn the family members closest to them against them.
Right.
That's how I literally lost my family to this whole business.
I mean, his children, his relationship with his children, he hasn't seen them in over a year. And why? Because of what's happening with these guys. She was brainwashed by a Truot and Company who's actually giving her really bad advice to commit a series of criminal acts. And, I mean, she should have taken to court or had a conversation with Len and not have gone through the illegal acts that she did.
And you know, again, like what you mentioned at the break, you know, there's circulating alleged sex tapes that are bogus. Well, she was circulating those, too, and she was a person who was sending them around to my business contacts. Well, in law, that's called tortuous interference with business relationships and economic advantage. Ultimately, she destroyed a number of my business relationships and largely destroyed my companies based on this propaganda and agenda that Truod and company, working for Ted Gunderson and working from the group that operates Ted Gunderson, probably the best person who's aware of who is above Gunderson is a guy named Stu Webb. Stu Webb has been out there heavily over the last several weeks exposing the Bush connections down through national security, through the Michael Aquino. He's the general in charge, or Colonel Michael Aquino, for the National Security Agency that actually put together the book on psychological operations for the United States military. And he runs the Church of Satan, Temple of Set. And
Michael Aquino does.
Michael Aquino does. And Ted Gunderson played good cop, bad cop with Michael Aquino. And all the dirt on Gunderson now is finally coming up. And again, I have to credit Sherry Kane. Sherry, with Barbara Hartwell, exposed Gunderson in a major way with hard evidence that you could not refute. And these guys like Anthony Hilder, who is good friends with Gunderson, and Truod and company, that were all like the barking dogs for Gunderson, all these guys suddenly realized that they had to do damage control, because Sherry Kane and Barbara Hartwell co-published the actual handwritten letter showing that there was a marriage between Anton LaVey's ex-wife, Diana Rively, and Ted Gunderson.
And Anton LaVey was the former leader of the Church of Satan when he was alive. So
yeah, and Gunderson was in charge of COINTELPRO, and according to Anthony Hilder, Hilder and Gunderson created the industry that we are involved in. The conspiracy industry, the conspiracy movement, was a creation of these guys on behalf of COINTELPRO. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow for
it
all
really
the
is.
Truth tellers who think that we're doing great. Meanwhile, we are literally the way we think. We've been trained, educated, indoctrinated into this conspiracy genre. We are actually what's called controlled opposition. They have controlled us psychologically and behaviorally, and that's what we're breaking out of now, and this is the year to do it.
I think you're right, and this, when I found out so many things about so many radio show hosts and website owners and things of that nature, the listening audience, and I'm just talking to you guys right now, trust me, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes of the truth movement that would really make you sick and make you not want to be part of the truth movement anymore. And to be honest, that's the only thing that I usually choose not to talk about and go into specifically, because of, basically, it'll close people down, right? However, if it's the truth, and we are truth seekers, real truth seekers, even though I don't, you know, talk about things specifically, I'll still talk about them in private with people, and I'll also allow people to come on my show and talk about it and what have you. And there's this really strange element. There are people who are real truth seekers, real kind of, well, basically you can tell the difference between the two, because the real truth seekers are the ones who keep getting attacked over and over again all over the place, and are seemingly outnumbered, whereas the false truth seekers are the ones who have very angry fans who basically they hang on their every word and go out and attack the people that they attack. It's kind of like it's very much gang stalking sort of thing, and that kind of thing I never will involve myself in. You know, I've had the opportunity to expose people and to mess them up and that kind of thing. Once somebody makes me their enemy, that's the only time when I'll actually do it, okay? I don't go out making enemies. I allow them to make me their enemy, and then I'll show them who they're dealing with, kind of thing. At least that's my methodology. But that's primarily because I'm essentially I don't take myself or life too fracking seriously. That's my gift to the truth movement. Stop taking yourself and all of this stuff too seriously, because if you do, regardless of whether or not it's the truth, if you keep putting your head down that rabbit hole, you're going to suffocate yourself from everything that's actually good in this world.
But the only time you can do that when you think a little bit different than that, Vinny, is when they start to attack your family. If they start to go to people, you know, start to get really personal with you and start to get to your children or to your businesses that are what keeps your company or your radio ability to go, because you need sponsorship too. We all do it. That's the way we keep going. Our health store online is the way we pay for our research, the way we pay to be able to bring everybody this truth. If otherwise, we couldn't do it. We don't have any rich parents that are supporting us. We're not Knights of Malta or royalty or whatever, or Synagogue of Satan or whatever these COINTELPRO people want to call us. We're not any of those things. We're just regular people that happened to be telling the truth and happened to be at the forefront of telling the truth and had been attacked in the process by the people, the minions that are sent on the grassroots level to try and shut us up. And this has been done to many, many peace activists in the past. It's been done to Martin Luther King. He was attacked by COINTELPRO before they shut him down.
John Lennon, Malcolm X,
JFK, RFK. These are all the same organization that's coming after us and anybody else that is out there doing what we're doing, telling people the real truth, not the fake truth seekers, but the real truth seekers and tellers. These are the people, like you said, that are going to get the most. They're going to get the most reaction. They're going to get negative reaction and positive. The positive is going to come from people that can see through it all.
Let me share a little bit
of the right side.
Let me give you background on what you said, Vinny, and what Sherry just also clarified. The anger that you get from people who, when you come out with a truth that they're not quite ready for yet, is consistent with basically psychological normal operation. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model, the part of us that has been invested in those so-called truths and those so-called heroes, we have an attachment and an investment, and that it's confronted by a sudden horrible reality check. Now we have, initially you go into denial, and then you go into anger, and then you bargain, and then ultimately you come to terms with it and you can move on.
Indeed, and I think that's something I was wondering, it'd be great if people could skip all of that negativity, all of those bad reactions, all those attacking the messenger type crap, and just go straight to the accepting of the information and get on with your life. We'll be right back after break. I certainly do. And also, another thing, a lot of people will be kind of myopic in their views of things, or too simplistic. For instance, one article that was posted by my producer on guerrillamedia.co.nz was commented on this morning by two people from on the Facebook community, as it automatically gets published to my feeds and whatnot. So I haven't posted this article. I didn't read the article, but it just auto feeds onto my Facebook page. So they used that one article that wasn't posted by me, out of the 4 years of work that I've been doing, out of the 1,000 videos I've done and the several thousand articles that I've done and radio shows and all of that kind of stuff. They used that as the justification to say that nobody should ever listen to me ever because I only post crap. You gotta love that Shiite Muslim. You can't make it up. It's so good. People are just angry all the time for no reason, just running around accusing everybody of everything with no justification, no evidence, no nothing. And one day, maybe, they'll do that to the wrong person and get totally fracked up, which I think is quite amusing, really. It's called justice, isn't it? Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz are my guests.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this. I mean, these are a lot of angry people, and they have also, if you think about it, they're hypnotized. They're victims of the psyops. The primary purpose of the psyops is to divide the people, divide the sheeple, to take us all to the slaughterhouses. And, you know, another classic example of this kind of like indoctrination, like, you know, the truthers have their triggers for their anger, but then here's one for the New Agers. This one really gets me all the time. The New Agers don't want to talk about the truth movement. They don't want to talk about 9/11, what really happened. They don't want to talk about AIDS being a creation. They want to surround themselves, they say, with light, and that's where their protection lies. Now, the con in that is that if you're really searching for enlightenment, then you have to come to terms with the depths of the darkness. Otherwise, you're really shallow, you're really fraudulent, and then you end up just like all of these New Age families, for example, that call me and say to me, Dr. Horowitz, we now have discovered after we got our child vaccinated and now they became autistic about your work. I wish I had seen your work before I took them to be vaccinated. But lo and behold, Vinny, what they were really engaged in was, again, they were victims of the psychological operation and the con whereby New Agers think that they're somehow going to be immune to what's coming down on planet Earth.
Right, exactly. And they don't want to face it. It's like they don't want to, and a lot of times they rather not know. It's like, you know, ignorance can be bliss.
But it's not bliss. It's deadly today.
But it is. But while they're engaged in it, it's bliss for them because they're not in this. They're like, well, we're not in the same place as you. You know, you're engaged.
That's another criticism. I mean, we have, like Sherry said, we have healthyworldstore.com. We have fantastic products. It's been heavily targeted for destruction by COINTELPRO, but we're still in existence. And the manner in which that we operate is on behalf of people trying to give them the most optimal products with the most greatest understanding of how nature really operates, how God really operates to sustain people. And yet people suddenly think because they've listened, like you say, to one article or one fool, they say, oh, well, Horowitz is just into this for the commercial aspects of it. Meanwhile, you know, Liz, why don't you just trash a quarter century of my work exposing the dirt in the scientific arena and the genocide that's ongoing under the guise of national security and public health? I mean, this is disgusting, but this is what the retarded, mind-controlled, hypnotized masses actually do. You know,
all right. And I also wanted to mention exactly what article was being talked about when I'm mentioning this. It's actually an article called Hollywood Told You This Was Coming, okay? And it's on guerrillamedia.co.nz, posted by After America. And what it does is it just lists a couple of movies and some of the elements within those movies about predictive programming and how they basically show you what's going to happen. So we've got The Postman, the end of the world kind of thing, and with Kevin Costner, Enemy of the State, with Will Smith being chased around by the NSA and surveillance and all of that kind of stuff. 3 Days of the Condor, which is about basically it's a political thriller way back in the day kind of thing, talking about how the world's all controlled by a bunch of evil scumbags, and then Wag the Dog, which is about literally producing a war on film and set and making everybody just believe that it's real so that they'll support the current president. Now, if somebody would sit around being incredibly angry and enraged and things like that, I mean, to people like us, this is just, you know, par for the course. To people who haven't been exposed to this information or before in their life or something like that, it's so shocking that it simply cannot be believed.
Well, that type of a person who would take what you just said and be angry about it and throw it at your, they are so gone. They're either COINTELPRO themselves or they are so gone that you almost have no hope. You know, we've been doing some radio shows with Stu Webb, and I love Stu Webb's even prayer. We've prayed with Stu Webb over the last several days too. And his prayer to the Creator is to Heavenly Creator, if they're savable, please save them. Otherwise, can you just get rid of them for
he
us?
He says remove.
just remove them. You know?
You know, like a lightning bolt of some description. You know.
Yeah. And it's like this, what you're talking about is central to programming the populations. Hollywood and, you know, the connections, again, between the taboo subject, the partnership for New York City, how come the truth movement in 9/11 hasn't grasped the fact that you follow the money. A reconstruction of the World Trade Center was supposed to go to New York. Instead, we showed you in the film Pharma Horrors, the Showtime sting of Penn & Teller. We showed you the connections that they veered the money through the Apollo Investment Management Group, the private equity investors, the top ones on Wall Street, veered all the 9/11 reconstruction funds, that the payoffs that they had went to MGM Grand that built the city center in Las Vegas and created the Veer Towers as a virtual monument. And who are these players in the partnership for New York City? They are Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, intimately connected to the BP oil scam, the demolition by Halliburton of the oil rig in the Gulf. Then you had Rupert Murdoch, whose family has been in the press because of the wiretapping and the illegalities concerning what they're engaged in with British Parliament officials. These guys run News Corp. They run Hollywood. The ABC, Disney.
Oh, my God. You will love this, Len. A guy accused me of trying to be like the BBC yesterday.
It was.
If anybody's nowhere near the BBC, it's me.
Right, it's weird.
I just wish you and all of our colleagues the blessing of fame and commercial capabilities of the BBC. I mean, if the meek shall inherit the earth and the truth tellers, the real heartfelt heroes, they should be having as much money that the BBC has to put out messages of truth, and it's only then that we're actually going to have what the prophesied 1,000 years of world peace and the messianic age, because it's only then that we can actually live in peace instead of in these false divisions and these psychological manipulations that create wars.
Right. You know, I know you and I, Vinny, we touched on this a little while ago, when people come to us and they say, why can't we all just get along? Remember we talked about that a little bit? And why?
Oh, my God. I remember one time, I think it was, I forget who it was, but anyway, somebody was being attacked, and I said, oh, come on, guys, let's all just try to be along. You know, we're in the same movement. And then I got accused of being COINTELPRO for saying, well, can't we all just get along?
Right. Well, you know why, where that comes from, because sometimes people, they'll say to us, well, you guys are all in the same, you know, the guys that are attacking us, people will assume that we're working for the same agenda, that they are on the same team, but they don't realize that these guys are sent to take us out or discredit us or do bad things. So they don't realize that we need to defend ourselves as well. It's not even a point about getting along. It's like if these guys have an agenda, they have to complete their agenda. They're not even working for themselves. It's not like they consciously can say, you know, my heart really doesn't think this person is a bad person, and I think I'll just get along with them. No, they don't make that kind of decision. Their decisions are all based on what they're told to do in the COINTELPRO. So if it's part of the agenda to attack us, there's no way you can create a truce with those people. And so I understand.
You really can't. I mean, look at it this way. Those people are their own worst enemy. Why would you make a truce and be an ally of somebody who was already your own worst enemy? Doesn't make sense, does it?
Sorry.
All right, we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Man, it's already been an hour, guys. That just, whoosh, where did it come from? Where did it go? Okay, fastest 2 hours in talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break coming up. And also, if you want to join us in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, Com. You will be much obliged. And also, if you want to stay in there for the duration of this entire hour, we'll be having a Skype chat with the listeners to the show after we close down in the next hour. So if you want to talk to me personally and hang out with other listeners, you're more than happy to. We'll be right back. And talk radio broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where everybody by government mandate has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. And also in the 80s, it turns out, just came out in the news yesterday, of course, because it takes about 30 years for mainstream media to catch up to reality. That there has been fracking going on in the South Island, and of course, as happens with fracking, as the activists and everybody else has warned time and time again, but of course not listened to because they're activists and they know what they're talking about, and politicians don't listen to those type of people. Oh my God, imagine what direction the country would be going if we were actually basing our policies based on facts instead of fear and BS. And corrupt money chain scumbags. You know, imagine. You know, the country, society would collapse. It would collapse. So they just basically dumped a whole bunch of chemicals and sludge in the rivers and streams where everybody's catching their nice trout and rainbow fish and all that sort of stuff. And guess how much info the council had on it 20 years later? Nothing. They didn't even have a clue. I love New Zealand. Backwater. I think that's kind of what we really are. We really are backwater, a little town and a village here. I'm surprised half of us don't have a banjo, rocking chairs and small shotguns with silver polish. My very special guests, Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz, are on. And also, we had a comment from one of my listeners, Brett, at the Vinnie Eastwood Show Facebook group. Read this later on today, Vinnie Eastwood. Funny how your guests never say a bad word about Israel, isn't it? And this is an article in the Examiner called Len Horowitz Exposes Himself as COINTELPRO. And it turns out that David Dees, who's one of the biggest anti-Zionist, most amazing, basically, destroyers and exposers of Zionism worldwide, had been massively defended by Len on his own website, healthyworldsolutions.com. The ADL versus David Dees. The ADL are a bunch of scumbag, Israeli-supporting, murderous filth, essentially, in my opinion. Anybody of any morality would not support those type of people. And as it turns out, we now have a litany of stuff that Len has done against that type of thing, sticking up for David Dees. So, regardless of whatever your opinions are, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't even do so much as a fracking Google search to see whether or not you're wrong, you wind up getting proved wrong very, very quickly by somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Okay? I also want to point out, Vinny, one more thing about the ADL and JDL. We contacted them about our attacks, and they have bounced our mail. So just because you're Jewish, you think you can get help from those people? We know that there are Jewish people working with the same group that's out to attack us. And so we can tell you that we are not biased against any group of people. And as I always said from the beginning, they all sit down at the same table and eat dinner at the highest levels. They don't care what nationality, race, religion, or what country they come from. They sit down and they decide our demise. They decide what they're going to do with us like pawns in a chess game. And we're not partial to any country, even Israel.
You know, the fact that this person is obviously a COINTELPRO, because just like you just said, any moron could take a 30-second Google search and come up with all of the articles that I've written in opposition to the fraud of the ADL, and also my essays that deal with how this whole Zionistic issue is a scapegoat for anti-Semitism. These are racist people. And that is the principal COINTELPRO operative for this KKK Christian identity theology that has been embraced by Truot and company. And so think about what this writer, this caller to you, has done. They've indicted themselves by the fact that who would waste their time saying such lies? And just to clarify and basically put it on the record, I have never, ever claimed that I am part of the Knights of Malta, that I'm part of the Illuminati, that I'm part of COINTELPRO, that I'm part of anything. I love sovereignty. I love my maker, creator. I love Yeshua, the son of creator, who has blessed me with love and the understandings that I have. I'm not interested in playing politics when I'm in service to creator. And so these guys that spend their time to try to defame Dr. Leonard Horowitz, it is obvious that they have an agenda. Who would do this? And financially, who's paying for them to waste their time to defame me? It doesn't make any sense unless you consider a complete moron or somebody who is a COINTELPRO operative.
You know, it's not these guys. We have one Jewish guy who calls himself a truther, Barry Chamish, that actually attacked Len, called him a traitor because Len said he believed in Yeshua, believed in Jesus. He's like, you're a traitor to the Jewish people. So you can't win on either side.
Yeah,
we have no allies, you know, and we're our own allies.
this is the insanity and the hypocrisy.
But he hangs out with Truot, this guy.
Yeah,
Jewish Truot, guy hangs out with Truot.
Barry
Chamish tells us we're a traitor.
Is a COINTELPRO operative. And I was shocked because, again, when I was getting stabbed in the back by all these COINTELPRO agents, Truot and Szymanski and all these other guys, and Barry Chamish, I thought he was my friend too. You know, he had scheduled me to come over and give a presentation to the Branch and Roots, or the Roots and Branch organization, which is Orthodox Jews who are over in Israel. I was planning to go over there. And then I basically said to him, I said, I hope that they don't feel badly the fact that I love Yeshua, I love Jesus. And I, you know, I just totally am engaged in the ministry of love. And he said, what? He says, oh, I'm not going to bring you over here and I'm not going to have these guys talk to you. You're a traitor to the Jewish people. I said, excuse me? What? And so, you know, it's really this kind of thing. We have the same thing, you know, with this store, healthyworldstore.com, which is our sustaining commercial enterprise. And we have people who literally attack us because we not only believe in Jesus, but also we are advancing this whole expose on COINTELPRO. You know, it's like they don't want to hear the bad news. Again, a New Ager con. All they want to hear is, Dr. Horowitz, you're a doctor. You're supposed to tell me how I'm supposed to heal myself naturally. And why are you getting involved with all this stuff? You know, it's like, this is what I hear. And it's like so insane.
I love that impression. That's great.
They somehow found themselves on our newsletter list. And we get these responses from it saying, I hope you lose your lawsuit. I'm praying you lose it.
Yeah.
I'm praying that you go straight to hell for filing a lawsuit.
And guys, and the COINTELPRO guys, they sign up 4 or 5 or 6 times on our healthyworldstore.com newsletter, you know, just so that we can bounce them again, and they can complain to our servers that we're outputting spam, which we're not. You know, these guys are just hideous. They are. You can see how, again, nobody would waste their time unless they were being paid. And they're being paid as counterintelligence propagandists to try to harass us, to cyberstalk us, to extort us.
I don't know. It's just how much you can earn as a douchebag like that, you know? Well, I mean, what do you get paid? Do you get paid by the hour? Do you get a nice cushy salary? And they give you a new office chair with a special Doritos holder and one for an energy drink, so you can furiously sit there typing amidst masturbation.
Well, there's actually different levels, Vinny. I mean, some of them are working on a get out of jail card free, so they made a deal to do that.
Like, you know, Timothy Patrick.
Yeah, like you either go to jail for this amount of years or you work for us and you do this. You know, it's just a work for home online blogging job. It's not very much trouble. You just have to, you know, insult and degrade and discredit. And that's all, you know, pretty much sell your soul to the devil, but we'll let you out of jail for free. And then that's one. And then other people are on the payroll.
And then look at go to the advertisements of the Central Intelligence Agency. They're scouting for these morons. You don't have to be bright. All you have to do is file an application, and then they'll basically put you to work. They have hundreds of thousands of these employees in the CIA, and they
an NSA,
and according to our just basic couple years of research, we can tell you there's at least 24 active aliases that are working in the truth movement, sending you these kinds of emails, listening to these kinds of programs. And that's all they do. And they're probably getting paid, if I had to guess, maybe $35,000 a year to do it.
Yeah.
So slightly better than the average paying job, basically.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, it's a work.
Well, see, I would never take that job, even if the money was good or whatever, because who wants to have a job filled with hate?
Yeah, but or also just people's lives that are doing good
actually,
in the world.
Actually,
I mean, who wants to do that?
Study Alex McGowan Studer, the director of labvirus.com. That is, I think, a quintessential example of this kind of total mindless fat retard who simply has hate, has, in fact, is a pedophile protector, literally blamed Sherry and I for the FBI's arrest of his friend. We had nothing to do with
some
it whatsoever.
Some random guy in a trailer who got busted for kiddie porn in his neighborhood.
As a good friend of his.
Yeah, he blamed me and Len that his friend got busted out of some random trailer. Like, we're supposed to know in Hawaii about some random guy in a trailer in San Francisco who has kiddie porn and toys in his trailer.
And on top of that, wouldn't that actually be a good thing? We got a guy busted for kiddie porn?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point. Where does
what's this guy's angle? You know,
that's exactly
defend me and protect kiddie porn. These people who get kiddie porn dungeon mofos in jail are the bad people,
right? And look,
and it's really you know, in his heart that he's got to defend this guy. You know what I mean? Because this guy was, you know, a really good guy,
really great pedophile. And, you know, look at what his merchandising is. Look at what Alex McGowan Studer's merchandising is on labvirus.com. And then lodge your complaint to the T-shirt company. He's got all sorts of apparel that says Nuke Israel.
Nuke Israel.
Nuke Israel.
Including baby bibs that say Nuke Israel.
So,
baby
again, this is the level of complete psychopathology that these guys actually operate with. And they're accepted on the blogs and the internet web sites that want to post garbage and dirt. And the sad reality is it puts people like you and ourselves as well. When they start to post things, for example, on our YouTube, it takes a fair amount of diligence and time, and my time is money, to go in there and to screen these things and to extract the garbage. And, you know, ultimately, it's a sad reality. But here's where Alex Jones, you see, is indicted in our complaint. What he did, after we informed him that these guys were posting on his website, he maintained it. And that's where you have to draw the line. If you tell him that you got a problem on your website and it's defamatory and it's illegal, it's actually called the, what Sherry mentioned, public exposure of private facts or false light, and it's libelous and it's slanderous, and it's ultimately illegal when you understand cyber harassment, cyber bullying, and what is taking place on the internet. And we actually have on, this is important for your listeners, on waronwethepeople.com, a brand new posting. It just went up yesterday. This is going to give you a whole understanding. If you click at the top of that menu page, spam conspiracy, you'll see what I was hit with earlier in the week from Vimeo, allegedly. It's a whole psychological operation, but it's to infuse into my computer and yours. Whenever you start to get these spams, they're data mining. They want to have possibly even malware installed onto your computers so that Google and company, that's Rupert Murdoch and company, can control every aspect. And it's exactly like you said earlier about the movies, such as Enemies of State, where they can track you via Google mapping and this whole capability. In fact, what I did is I exposed. Sherry did some beautiful research and helped me to expose these links between the people who are spamming us and the highest level officials engaged in global genocide. So that's a very important type of new work.
Yeah, that's another show. That's a whole show on its own. The way that they're really getting into your
into your computers,
sending
and the internet
through malware, making you think like they'll send you a link saying so and so works for the Washington Times, would like to post your videos on her Vimeo site. They sent it through Vimeo.
Yeah,
so you
that's go, how they hooked me.
So you go and you click the Vimeo link, and it doesn't take you to Vimeo. It takes you to something like Friend Pharmacy or CanadianPharmacy.com.
Which is a cover for the world's largest internet control and oversight organization.
It's called Ripe.net is actually.
Ripe.net. And so it's controlled by the global banksters. And ultimately, when you follow, just read that article and follow the links and read the exhibits, and you'll see what I just did is totally exposed the people at the forefront of the internet virtual manipulation of the population via this high-tech operation.
I also want to go back to what you were saying, Vinny, about receiving that link from one of the callers that it said Len Horowitz was exposed as COINTELPRO. Well, if you look at the article, it's in defense of Ed Chiarini. And Ed Chiarini actually has been attacking us. He attacked our friend Michael Vara, who has late night and in the Midlands. He's the host of that show. He actually claimed that Len was John Walsh, America's Most Wanted, that Michael Vara was his son who was murdered and kidnapped and beheaded, now grown up. He was a child, he was kidnapped, and that's why John Walsh started that show, because of his son. And he claims that I'm his mother. So, and he has this picture of this other woman saying that's really me. So, I mean, it's really sick.
Well, I'll look at it this way. You can't argue with insanity unless you're nuts. We'll be right.
About there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Precisely what it is.
Newspaper shout, a new style.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Proudly introduced to you by Dame Shirley Bassey and Propellerhead. A very special guest, Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Only two more segments in it. And I just remembered to show them the little duck that Sarah, my girlfriend, caught yesterday. He would have drowned otherwise. He was in a cold little drain, kind of all by himself sort of thing. She got herself very muddy getting him out, and the little duck's mother had waddled off kind of thing and left him to die, basically. And apparently that happens quite a lot. Basically, the rate of survival I've found with baby chickens, baby ducks, baby anything that's born in a bunch of hatched litters, the vast majority of them don't survive into adulthood. You know, like last year during the spring season, we saw a mother duck with, I think, 9 babies following her around, you know, meep, 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 with the cuteness. And seeing those babies grow up, there's only 2 now. You know, nature's harsh, man. And so we've saved the little duck, and he's in a little box with next to a heater and with like a nice little toilet paper bed that we've made for him. So if we ever see his mother, we're going to go and try and give him back to her. All right, that's the kind of person me and my girlfriend are, ladies and gentlemen. If you have somebody who needs help, needs rescuing or needs saving or whatever, you know, we can't help but do it. Which is also why people like Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz come on this show, because for goodness sake, man, if good people are under attack, okay, like provably good people are under attack, I think that you're kind of on the side of the enemy if you don't show up to come and defend them. If you want to sit back, okay, and just give them little bits of encouragement from the sidelines, that's fine. But I say put yourself on the line, because after all, if you don't stop what's happening to people like Len and Sherry, you'll be next on the list.
You know, thank you so much for that, Vinny. We really, really need it and appreciate that, and that's what we've been asking for. This is the kind of real outpouring of love and support that we really need. We all need it. We're all in this together, and if you can't stand up and defend people who have been really blessing you and humanity with the outstanding information over many, many years, I mean, where are we? We can't even consider ourselves civilized. But the people can really help us. We're asking for some donations if you want to research, for example, what Alex Jones has been up to and responded to our complaint. We have all of the legal filings that are education in basically self-defense and law. It's up on healthyworldstore.com in the ebook section. You can basically have downloads, PDF files, and it's all by donation, and we're asking people simply to donate whatever's on your heart to help us, to sustain us, and we still have I have about an $11,000 bill in Idaho that I need to deal with still. We really could use the money. We're at the same time not only defending legally, we're advancing the 528 Love Revolution internationally in the music industry, and we're out of server space. You can actually go to 528radio.com and 528records.com and begin to listen to the music that we're outputting based on the transpositions from the Rockefeller Instituted A440 standard tuning, which suppresses your heart and causes stress in your body, to the A444 C528 music transposition that is spiritually uplifting and actually healing. It's medicinal music. So this is the kind of work that's positive that we really want to engage ourselves in full time. But like you say, you know, we've been selected to do this work, and we're doing it. We're not going to back down from it. And we really do need people's support. If you can donate something on 528radio.com for the service that we're providing, or get involved in the legal matters and follow our cases, because we're going to be uploading and having available for a by donation download all of the court filings. And again, the Alex Jones one is kind of enlightening, because you see how he has perjured himself twice on his first reply to the court in the case. So at any rate, thanks so much for that plug, Vinny.
Yes, thanks, Vinny.
Well, this show's kind of like a bathtub. It doesn't work very well without a plug.
That's cute. Very cute. Love your humor.
I love it too. I had a realization the other day. I'm kind of like my own amusement generator. Like, I think Tesla built me or something. And I find it's like it's really, really easy for me to make myself laugh. And at some points, though, the jokes are so terrible that people aren't laughing with me. They really are laughing at me. Like, for example, you're familiar with the feminazi, you know, like these feminists who kind of got way, way off the thing. And instead of actually loving being a woman and wanting to be strong and everything like that, they've basically turned it around on itself and said the only point of it's basically to hate men. You know, that sort of very small cryptic group, not entirely dissimilar. Like in the truth movement, the equivalent would be the people who say the Jews did it. The Jews do everything. Do you know where they hold their meetings? The feminazi? At the Dykstag.
At the Dykstag, yeah. You know, Sherry and I get into these kinds of conversations quite a bit because Sherry is a feminist and somebody who sticks up for women's and children's rights, and particularly is exposing the satanic manipulations of the poor children who are used for rituals and sexual. Abuse. This is something that I never even conceived of, and she has been really at the forefront of it as a feminist.
Well, I like to protect anybody, you know, whose rights are being violated. Like, I just had a friend who sent me this link to this gay pride event that happened in Bulgaria where they were hurt. The people that were marching were hurt, and I think that is completely wrong. People should have the freedom to believe what they want to believe, to live the way they want to believe, and their sex life is their own business. And nobody should tell anybody else. As long as you're not hurting any children or any innocent people, I don't care what you want to do in your life. It's your life. You live your life. But to actually make somebody else's life your business is really meaning that you really don't have your own life or enough on your own plate to think about, you know, what to do next. You got to look at I want to blame that group of people or that group. Discrimination to me is not something that I have any tolerance for. And so anytime I see that, no matter what, it really hurts my heart.
See, that's interesting. That's interesting because you have an intolerance towards intolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, that goes to this metaphysical and theological discussion about good versus evil.
Hold on a second. Can I expand on that for a second? Because if you're intolerant of intolerance, it's a double negative and turns it into a positive, isn't it?
Exactly. And it is positive to discuss these things because typically people don't want to get into them. But yet it's fundamental to us coming together as a community. I love the word community. The core is communion, communication between God and you and me, our hearts connected. This is where the resolution and the remediation for what ails us. We've got to stop being divided by psychological operations and get into what's real, which is love and each other.
I do think so, and what's lacking nowadays is honesty, right? And there's an old quote, I think it might have been Mark Twain or somebody, he says, when an honest man discovers he is wrong, he will either cease to be wrong or cease being honest. And I feel that just straight honesty and integrity is probably one of the most important things that I count among the attributes of my friends or family or anything like that. Because if you're not honest with yourself or anything like that, in my opinion, you got nothing. You got no value of any kind because you're not going to be capable of being convinced of things. You're not going to be capable of even opening up. You're not going to be capable of feeling compassion. It's basically, if you don't have honesty, you are almost sacrificing on an altar with a giant scabbard or something like that your own heart.
Yes, you've sold your soul to the devil, literally, because when you talk about honesty and integrity, it's one of the most important values that we as human beings can have. And the fundamental origin of that is understanding Creator's law, because it's honest. In what we have advanced in the book of 528, for example, is the understanding that we live in a musical mathematical matrix of creation, that God's language never lies. It's mathematics. One and one is always two. It's never four, unless you're a cheater or a liar or somebody's involved in the Church of Satan. And that's where the fundamental spiritual warfare begins, in lies, in lacking integrity. And so really, when we now, with the magnificent revelations of understanding how we are the music, we are musically, mathematically created by a magnificent universal creator, And we have the capacity to celebrate that knowledge, that information, in applications in every industry, to realign it all, to be in integrity. So the energy industry, you talked about Tesla, we could advance the free energy applications. When you talk about healing, we can create medicinal music and homeopathics and frequency vibrating medicinals that can have far more powerful effects than chemistry alone. So all of these things have everything to do with integrity, honesty, and beginning to evolve a greater consciousness and a requirement that we have to operate in God's laws and make man's laws reflect God's laws and then live literally in righteousness.
And also we have to realize that we're not gods, that we are in fact men, that we are in fact fallible and acknowledge all our faults.
Yeah, well, that's again the essence of where you repent. We're all sinners, you know, in the theological sense. Yes, we've fallen. You know, and the greatest deception is our greatest failing, is that we don't understand our divine connections anymore because everything has been dumbed down. We've been, our beliefs and what we think, our academic orientations, indoctrinations have dumbed us down into fearful, frightening beings instead of being faithful and having the power of prayer and having the understanding of how prayer and faith combines to produce miracles, miraculous manifestations. And that really is what the essence of the book 528 is about, because that's the third note of the original musical scale. 528 is the mi note, do, re, mi, miragistorum in Latin, miracles in English. Love is the universal healer, and that 528 tone is the miracle worker of love. And that is a revelation divine. If you want to look at where it comes in the Bible, it's back in Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8. Old Testament and New Testament both have the same prophecy. And that says that in these end times where there's wars and rumors of wars and earth changes and weather changes and of the plagues striking that have never struck before, that at that time there will be heralded a key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. Those are spiritual portals. And those with 528 are spiritual portals to your heart. It's out of our heads that we create war and conflict and get engaged in fear. It's faith in our heart that has the capacity to sustain us and move us beyond this insanity. This combination of love and faith, which is aligned with what you do. Your natural gifting, Vinny, is to take this negativity and make it humorous. The laughter, ha ha, that breath, that ha, is resonating in love in 528. It is a example of how God's technology works to sustain us, and that this is joy, faith, love, and most importantly, bravery is in your heart. We can't be brave. We can't be heroes. We can't have a better world if we're running around in fear of each other. So we've got to get the simple understandings. And what you're talking about, integrity, it is being in integrity with ourselves and our Creator, and how the connection between us is in our hearts.
I think that this is probably the one thing that the American system has lost, hand over fist, basically. But then again, it translates to every system. Because the New World Order decided that they needed to basically control the entire world, they came in and they corrupted every single thing that is necessary for life. Okay, you know, you need your education, you need your shelter, you need your food, you need your water and everything like that. And they've corrupted all of them and all the people that provide those services too. And so if we are in any way, shape or form going to take away their control structure, they started all of this out of their malice and their cruelty, and they started to infect everything with it. We can stop it by focusing on our hearts and our love and our integrity and honesty, and it will start to infect everything back like a nice feedback loop. We'll be right back. Speaking of which, at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the breed of uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with
Welcome
the world?
Back.
People kill people that other people command. Middle
Welcome
East
back.
Is a modern day
to
attack
the when the
later plan project eugenics.
Who planned
on the common man expand the military industrial complex,
execution, assassination, vaccination, and prostitution. That's our bread and butter right here, ladies and gentlemen. Especially child trafficking and yelling at your listeners and calling them pea brains. My very special guest for the final segment here, Cherry Kane, Len Horowitz. And I wanted to kind of go back and see if there's anything else you wanted to sort of wrap up in specificity that perhaps we haven't covered yet, either that or, you know, how we all self-censor a little bit. I mean, I'm sure you guys know some stuff that you don't say on air or whatever, kind of like me. So if there's anything that you kind of don't really talk about or whatever, basically here's the place where you can say it without judgment from the host anyway.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
That's a great venue to have. Tell us, tell the truth and completely. Sherry, you want to share?
Well, I wanted to mention that, you know, we do have a current legal case, like we discussed earlier, going on against some major people in this movement that consider themselves and other people consider to be truth activists, truth movement journalists. And one of them is Alex Jones, who we mentioned before. And currently, Alex Jones has committed perjury, believe it or not, in this case. He claims, and you can clarify what this is, Len. What is
sure. Well, again, in Hawaii now, we have about 30 co-defendants that are named that involve all the COINTELPRO that have been attacking us over the last several years. And Alex Jones, like we mentioned earlier in the show, had the opportunity to pull down the defamatory postings on his blog. And it goes back, and people have been saying and thinking, unfortunately, incorrectly, that this is all about money for Horowitz and it's all about commercialization with his Oxy Silver. Well, that's false. In fact, what we did do, if you go to silversolfraud.com, silversolfraud.com, you'll see that Alex Jones's sponsors were some of the highest level officials in Homeland Security and FEMA, and that I didn't even know it when I was advertising and paying Alex Jones a lot of money to advertise Oxy Silver, because in my opinion and based on all the evidence and the science, it's the most powerful silver hydrosol in the world and actually has the opportunity, if you study it, because it resonates in 528 frequency, it has the capacity to bust the deadly paradigm of the drug cartel. So that I didn't know at the time that Alex Jones' sponsors were competitors to Oxy Silver. That's called Silversol. I didn't know that their board of directors included the highest level officials in Homeland Security and FEMA and Surgeon General of the United States in the Air Force. I didn't know any of that. And I all of a sudden had a lot of problems with Alex Jones because he wasn't doing a program that was promised to me to be done on 528 frequency. And he wasn't doing the commercial that I wanted to do while the H1N1 swine flu was happening. This was in the fall of 2009 when people were really buying the silver hydrosols for protection at that point. He delayed going out with commercials for us with 528 frequency being featured. Well, I didn't understand what was happening until much later. I realized that this organization committed consumer fraud. And, of course, Alex Jones is making his money banging Homeland Security and FEMA. But I didn't realize that his sponsors were in there actually committing consumer fraud by taking my work, my intellectual property with Dr. Emoto, dealing with the structure of water and the chemistry of water being the six-sided hexagonal ring-shaped tetrahedron sources from not just 528 frequency, but the structure of the tetrahedron, the sacred geometry, has a resonance energy of 528 and is expressed in six-sided rings. Organic chemistry is likewise based on that. So the carbon six ring, that's the most important sustaining structure in life, that was my intellectual property that they stole, and they forged an electron micrograph claiming that they had this six-sided ring of electrons around their silver saw molecule, and this was linked to Alex Jones's website. Well, again, I didn't do anything about that except make note of it and call them to task on the internet about it. I wasn't going to bring a lawsuit against them for that, but gee whiz, all of a sudden now he starts to post the COINTELPRO material defaming me and Sherry on his blog. And then, of course, Sherry noticed him and said, please take this down. And he didn't. So now you've got a guy who's knowingly and maliciously defaming us for commercial gain of who? Homeland Security officials engaged in the companies that are called Clifton Mining, as well as American Biotech Labs, that output this Surgeon General FDA-approved competitor to OxySilver. So that's what the legal case was about. And in Hawaii, you have what's called a long-arm statute, that if you're not doing business with anybody in Hawaii, then you can't bring suit against them, according to the long-arm statute. But that was what we were. We were in Hawaii. We were doing business with Alex Jones from Hawaii. And he had the nerve to respond to our complaint, claiming that he wanted it to be dismissed because he doesn't have any business contacts in Hawaii, which we were. And number two, he has no broadcasters, no affiliates in Hawaii, which was ridiculous because as we understand it, up until recently, Alex was the principal propagandist on behalf of the Ron Paul campaign. And his programs on InfoWars is rebroadcast here with local stations and local activists. And we actually have a photograph that we submitted to the court of Alex Jones's InfoWars license plate ring on a Hawaii license plate on a Ron Paul van, promoting van. And so what he did was he perjured himself twice, saying that, oh, we need to be dismissed from the case because of the long-arm statute in Hawaii, has no business contacts. And so we have all that evidence. And basically, the guys, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. He's coming down right now because of exactly what you said, Vinny, a gross lacking of integrity.
Well, see, and for anybody else hearing that for the first time, I remember when I heard that for the first time, there was this great kind of shock, and this it was kind of like you felt like your heart was breaking sort of thing, you know, if you've ever broken up with somebody who you really love, because that was something that happened to me. And I would say that I am here doing this radio show because of Alex Jones. You know, like, I listened to him, I got motivated by him, and I went out there and did what I'm doing. He didn't do that for me, though. I did that for myself. He simply gave me the inspiration to go and do it. So that aside, if somebody doesn't basically walk the walk and talk the talk, you've got to basically be a little bit suspicious to a degree. And there's a lot more bad stories about this guy that have come out, which have shocked and horrified, and in fact really kind of broken my heart, as I say. But again, it doesn't take away from the huge amount of good that he does, right? But it doesn't mean that he's immune from prosecution. It doesn't mean that he's immune from judgment. And none of us can be. The truth is something that we've all sort of decided to, you know, strive for. And if we are dishonest, if we are acting in a criminal nature, we need to be exposed. And I count that for myself as well, ladies and gentlemen. So if you catch me in a lie, or if you catch me abusing people on this show, or basically being dishonest in any way, shape, or form, please expose me, and expose me quickly and thoroughly, so that I can't do any more damage to the other good people in this world. I would take that as the minimum respect for the truth movement, is to make sure that your integrity and your honesty goes far above your appreciation of your heroes and inspiration. Because if you are your own hero, if you don't look to other people for your sources of inspiration, then you can't be let down by them, because you are the one that is on the pedestal. You've put yourself up there, and if you fall, you fall. But if you put somebody else on a pedestal and they fall off it, you're the one who gets crushed when they come tumbling down. Sherry, Len, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show with us today. And before we leave, we've got about maybe 30 seconds or so you can plug your websites and your Healthy World Affiliates program.
Great.
Well, thank you, Vinny.
Thank you, Vinny. Are you one of our affiliates? I think you might be. Do you have our link? So if you want to sign up to be an affiliate, we recommend you go to Vinny. The Vinny Eastwood, what is your website? The VinnyEastwoodShow.com, right?
Yep. And scroll down. It's kind of at the bottom of the homepage. It's there.
Perfect. So please sign up under Vinny if you are interested in becoming an affiliate. It's a great way for you to partner with us. We have amazing health products, and our affiliate program will offer you discounts. And also, if you're interested in signing up as an ambassador, you can do so on there as well. So thank you so much. Thank you for having us, Vinny. We also want to promote 528 Records. If you're a musician, go to 528records.com. Upload your music to 528 Records. It becomes part of our music library. You get 60% royalties for anyone who pays to donate for your music. So 528records.com. And then we have healthyworldstore.com, where we have some amazing products as well. And thank you. Thank you, Vinny, for all the great you do in the world. Thank you for your team.
All right. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you enjoyed this show and that it's been enlightening for you. And if you didn't like it, tomorrow we've got somebody different. And yesterday we had somebody different as well. That's the thing about the show and New Zealand weather have something in common. If you don't like it, wait 15 minutes and it'll change. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room there right now if you want to join the after the show chat with me and some of the listeners.